Ornithologist Jerry Smith had invited me to see some of the best raptor habitat in northern New York. We took off in his cluttered Saturn wagon.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jerry wears a beat-up canvas hat, green sweatshirt, and always has one hand on his binoculars. He started birdwatching when he was 13 as a sort of therapy.
My father passed away when I was 15, but he was terminally ill. I needed an escape is what it came down to. You know, obviously I did a 13-year-old kid. I didn't know that. But I got hooked. And the rest, as they say, is history.
More than 40 years later, he's never had a job not related to birds. And he's in his element, cruising the back roads of upstate New York. These farm fields are near the St. Lawrence River. They're ideal for hawks and owls. They're grassy with occasional tree stands, and they don't get as much snow as other parts of the state, so birds can snag the mice and voles they live on all winter long. In no time, Jerry's spotting raptors. There's a hawk perched in a twisted elm.
Yep. It's a red-tailed hawk, and I think it's got prey because it's bending down. Looks like it's eating.
A rough-legged hawk soars above us, black and white plumage glowing in the sun.
Yeah, the bird was just lofting along.
A short-eared owl glides past a farmhouse.
Look how that is flying. It's flying like a big fruit bat. Got it cutting left across over the hay bales, coming toward the house, above the house now, and drifting left.
Smith's also seen a snowy owl this year, but still no sign of the great gray owl. The great gray usually lives in the far northern forests of Canada. But this year, it's flown south to the upper Great Lakes region by the thousands. Conservation biologist Jim Duncan is a great gray owl expert with the province of Manitoba. He says the phenomenon happens cyclically when the great gray's main food source, the meadow vole, becomes scarce.
It's a regular migration. It's like a robin migrating every year in response to food availability, except in the case of the great gray owl, it's a longer period of time. It's 3 to 5 years.
Jerry Smith's still waiting for the great gray in New York. It's been spotted just across the St. Lawrence River in Canada.
There is a single great gray owl on Amherst Island, but not one, as far as we know, has made it into northern New York, despite the fact that a whole lot of us have been looking.
Now, I know you're going to call that easy foreshadowing, but believe it or not, just an hour later, Jerry pulls the car over, grabs his binoculars, and peers at something big perched on a tree.
We have the first great gray owl that's made it across the border. I'll be a son of a gun. That is so bloody. I am now very enthusiastic. Hey, I'm going to set up my scope.
While Jerry unpacks the telescope, a raven flies to a branch just above the owl and tries to scare it away. Birders call it mobbing.
Now don't you go mob that stupid owl, you pain. I think that's what May's thinking of doing. Watch this.
The owl holds its ground, and Jerry gets it in the telescope sights.
That is so cool. It's not facing us. It's back to us, but take a look. That shape is very distinctive.
It's slate gray with some brown and white, round head, stocky body, as big or bigger than the raven.
This has been... Oh, the owl just hooted. It's a very low, guttural hoot, something like a horned owl, only deeper.
Just then, the owl's finally had enough. It takes flight and drifts slow and low to a stand of trees, likely its roost. Jerry jots down the GPS coordinates, and we get back in the car.
Well, sir, we have just had the diet. Undoubtedly, I'll finish the little route and we'll head back, but we have had the high point of the day. Probably that's my high point of my winter.
This great gray owl migration is the biggest on record. Biologist Jim Duncan says it's a chance for all eager birders to help science.
People have a real opportunity to contribute to our knowledge of the species, be they farmers, housewives, commuters. They don't have to be scientists.
You do have to be respectful, though, if you want to report great gray sightings to wildlife officials. Stay off private land, don't make noise, and keep your distance, and enjoy a rare opportunity to see a great gray visitor from the north. For the GLRC, I'm David Summerstein.